Acorns knows that when you're in school, money can be tight. There's books, there's supplies, there's buffalo chicken pizzas at 2 a.m. Acorns can round every purchase up to the nearest dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. Turn that pizza into small steps towards your future. Plus, Acorns is giving students a $10 bonus investment. Go to acorns.com/college to get started. Investment advisory services offered by Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Many of you around the country looking at what's happening in Arizona, wondering to yourself, how the hell does this happen? How do we get election administrators who say, well, yes, we recognize that we didn't do our duty. We recognize that we had a lot of these voting machines that weren't up to snuff on election day. Oddly enough, those same machines, there were plenty to go around and everything was functioning. And early voting, when Democrats like to vote, but on election day, when Republicans like to come out and vote, oddly enough, things started breaking, and then we didn't have enough paper, and then we were printing up the wrong size ballots and disenfranchising untold thousands of voters. And that's supposed to be okay. This is what's happening inside of Arizona, where, as a matter of fact, nobody now, after they were caught, nobody is disagreeing that these elections were disenfranchised a lot of individuals. Now they're just saying, well, we have no way of knowing how many of those individuals are disenfranchised, so just live with it. Oh, and by the way, those elections administrators who set up this failure and disenfranchisement, nothing should happen to them. Because, you know, it's an honest mistake. Left-wingers are idiots, and we in the press believe that left-wingers are idiots. And so because they're idiots, you can't blame them for being stupid. So we must not punish them, because being stupid isn't a crime. But of course, disenfranchising people is a crime. But anyway, we should just allow these as charity cases in government, allow stupid people to run elections so we can continue to disenfranchise Republicans and make sure that Democrats win. And then we should also, you know, hold these individuals, you know, the stupid people, make sure they can continue to get taxpayer funded salaries, because, hey, you can't blame them for being stupid. They are liberals, after all, so can't blame them for being stupid. So let's just keep them in there so they can keep on disenfranchising. And because that's the way we in the press like it. And many of you are going, good grief, really? this is where we are? Folks, it's happening in Arizona. It's happening in Texas, in particular in Harris County. Now, let me read you a headline. This is from KXAN. This is, in Austin, Texas. As Republican Alexandra Mueller challenges her loss in the November election, by the way, she's not the only one. There are several Republicans. Record number of challenges because of all of the shenanigans that happened in Harris County. The last elections administrator that was chosen by this corrupt commissioner's court in Harris County, she disenfranchised 6,000 Republicans and then 6,000 Democrats, 4,000 Republicans in the primary. And so she was fired. And now they bring in some left-wing lunatic, another left-wing lunatic, and he conducts an investigation. Can't remember this shrub's name. He conducts an investigation where, well, the original reporting on this, folks, was 20 polling sites didn't have adequate paper to meet the demand of folks who wanted to vote. That was the original reporting. It ended up being 121. Not 20, but 121, according to an investigation by KHOU, which is a Houston-based television station. And even with that investigation and with overwhelming evidence, here comes the Houston Comical. For those of you outside of Texas, the Houston Comical, the reason why we call the paper, by the way, it's the Houston Chronicle, it's hopelessly left-wing. It has a bunch of fake news people that work for it. And they are patently unfair to conservatives, patently unfair to Republicans. And they come up with stupid, non-fact-based headlines like this. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, without evidence of disenfranchisement, calls for new Harris County election. Actually, let me be accurate. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, without evidence of disenfranchised voters, calls for new Harris County election without any evidence. Even though we have it confirmed that 120 polling places were short ballots. So now the Houston Comical says, well, how many people didn't get a chance to vote? Knowing that it's impossible. It's impossible to go out incredibly determined who went out, stood in line, and because of these this lack of paper, which, by the way, I think it was they ran out and then they didn't get these ballots to these largely Republican areas, didn't get the refreshed ballots in time for people to vote. So it's an unknowable amount of people. It's unknowable. And the Houston Comical knows this. Well, you have no evidence of the exact number of people disenfranchised. Well, how can you find that? What we do have proof of is that 121 sites did not receive adequate ballots. And that is enough to determine there was a significant number of disenfranchised people. Well, you can't prove that. What if they ran out at the very end of the poll? That's not what happened. So here you've got a left-wing paper, the Houston Comical, and that's why we call it the Houston Comical, is because of stupid headlines like that that are just bat guano crazy. And despite overwhelming evidence, because their side won, Democrats, despite overwhelming evidence that there was malfeasance going on, they say nothing to see here. No evidence, no evidence, even though we have evidence that the elections were conducted improperly. That's what we have evidence of. These elections were conducted improperly. And the Houston Comical says, well, yeah, but Democrats won, so screw it. Accept it. Just like they did in Arizona. You know, you Republicans and you conservatives have got to get used to the fact that we Democrats don't support free speech anymore. We don't support debating you anymore. We want to take away your voices, much like AT&T and DirecTV is doing to Newsmax, for example. So this is where the left is. That no more free elections, no more debates of ideas. The left wing wins and always wins. And frankly, you've got a lot of Republicans in the Texas State House, in the on that side of the legislature, that kind of agree with that premise. I, as a conservative, do not. So, and efforts by the Criminal Court of Appeals, for example, to stop investigations into activity that is illegal, i.e., cheating at the ballot box, is utterly disgraceful. I want to talk about that with my guest, Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton, on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
Ken Paxton is the constitutional conservative attorney general of the great state of Texas. He joins me now. Mr. Attorney General, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Glad to be back.
Right back at you, sir. You know, about the Twitter files. And the Republicans are saying not only did the folks at Twitter interfere with the election, they also may have cost human beings their lives by suppressing, you know, qualified people from sharing their data, sharing their information. It's my understanding, and tell me the legal complexities behind this, if you could, that when the government says to a private business, I need you to do something at my behest, that private organization then becomes an agent of the government. That's my simple understanding of it. Is it as simple as that?
I think it is. I mean, this is how the Biden administration, they call it work around the Constitution. They do these workarounds, and that's one of their workarounds. They go to private businesses. The FBI goes to you know, Facebook, and they pay them or they encourage them or push them or pressure them to violate First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, whatever amendment of the Constitution that day they don't want to have to deal with. They get private businesses to do it, and then the businesses say, we're private businesses, you know, we're not the government, so we're not held to those same rights as the federal government. And that's the scheme and the scam going on with the federal government, the Biden administration today.
Yeah, and you know what? It extends beyond just the Biden administration. As you know, several Democrats had penned letters to AT&T to deplatform One America News, to deplatform Newsmax, because they were conservative voices pushing back on, as it turns out, the lies of the left-wing narrative. And AT&T and DirecTV are following through. They have deplatformed One America News. They've deplatformed Newsmax. And let me just say that they have said to Newsmax, oh, no, you can stay on, but we're going to pay you zero. Now, they don't admit that this is what they've done in negotiations. We're going to pay you zero. While we pay liberal channels who do carry our worldview and have much smaller audiences, we're going to pay them exorbitant fees. To me, that's ideological bigotry. That's discrimination. And I want to say, Mr. Attorney General, that's okay. That's okay. Just as long as AT&T and their child company, DirecTV, don't take taxpayer money, but they do. What can your office do to stop all payments? Because I know that AT&T has contracts to expand broadband into rural areas around Texas. What can your office do to stop all taxpayer money from going to AT&T until they reverse course and stop their discrimination?
So that's a great question. We sent a letter to AT&T about OAN when they were trying to deplatform them. And of course, as you said, this was a letter written by some Democrats, and they listed, obviously, Newsmax is next and Fox is next. And so it looks like AT&T is doing exactly what, and by the way, AT&T is a Texas company. I've worked with them a lot. This mm-hmm. is, to me, wrong. And unfortunately, we can't sue a private business for doing this. However, I was asked this very question less than a week ago in front of Senate Finance in Texas. And I was asked by Senator Kolkhorst, what can we do? And I said, you guys need to hold hearings. Just like Congress is threatening to hold hearings, you should hold hearings soon. It's a company in our state, and they should be at least asked the questions like you just brought up about why is it your media posts talk about how, oh, they're just trying to get money from us. We just don't want to pay their fee. And yet they fail to talk about how much they're paying CNN and MSNBC. So I encourage the Senate, I encourage the House to hold hearings and ask those questions. They have subpoena power. And the American people can at least know the truth about what they're doing. And then second, if the legislature in Texas sees fit, they can do something about it this session. But they've got to act soon, and they've got to have those hearings soon. And believe me, I know the AT&T people. I do not dislike them, but they will put pressure not to have this happen in Texas.
Oh, absolutely. And let me just expand on that, because the money was federal money. It was block granted to the states to expand cell service and broadband. So the money is being spent at the discretion of the states, meaning the governor, the legislature. So they could stop payments. They could stop the money flow. You don't get any more money from the taxpayers until you become a company that respects Republican and Democrat views and will treat them all fairly. And right now, you're not treating One America News, you're not treating Newsmax fairly the way you are liberal channels. And that's plain and evident, is it not, Mr. Attorney General?
Yeah, and it's disturbing to me that they don't tell the whole story. They stop short. They say, well, it's a contract issue, right?
Yep.
We're just, you know, they're demanding that we pay them money. They just don't tell the rest of the story. They pay MSNBC and CNN and other liberal outlets plenty of money per subscriber, and they're not willing to pay a dime to conservatives. So the conservative outlets are supposed to make less money or almost no money, and they're going to pay, you know, well, the liberal outlets. So, but they fail to tell that part of the story, and that's part of what bothers me. That's part of why I would like the House and the Senate to start asking those questions. And I've specifically asked certain people in the legislature to you know, they are committee chairs. They could start these committee hearings like immediately. Amen. And they'll be, believe me, I know I felt the pressure when I made my statements on Newsmax. And when I said that in front of the Senate that they should do these hearings, I mean, AT&T is not going to want to answer those questions. But look, they're a corporation doing business in Texas. They take advantage of all the benefits of being in Texas. They should at least answer those questions truthfully. And if they want to continue to do it, at least tell the legislature, we are discriminating, and this is what we want to do. This is our business model. And be honest about it, and let the legislature decide whether they want to continue to fund that.
Amen to that. And you know what? You're right. They refuse to tell their, and they're putting out statements, but they refuse to say that our offer to Newsmax was zero. You get nothing and you like it. While they're paying Vice News, by the way, that has a fraction of our audience, exorbitant fees. And as you're right, CNN gets $300 million a year for $12 per subscriber from DirecTV. And all we were asking was $1 per subscriber. And they said, no, because it's ideological, I believe, Mr. Attorney General. They refuse
Chris,
liberals.
I think you just got it wrong. They're not discriminating. They're not discriminating. They're going to pay you zero and this other company $14 a subscriber. How can that not be discriminating?
I know.
They are discriminating. They are paying one and they're not paying another. And the request from from Newsmax was $1 a subscriber versus 14 for another. Well, I think they pay CNN 14. They pay MSNBC more than $1. So this idea that they're not discriminating is not true. They should admit it
right
in public. Yes, we discriminate. We want Newsmax on, but we want them to do it for free.
Yeah,
that they could say that, right?
Yeah.
They might do it for free.
What they want to say is we are liberals in AT&T. We are leftists. We don't believe in American values. So we are like communists. We expect conservatives to work for free. We're communists. And of course, that we're not going to do that to our liberal friends, because we will make sure our liberal friends are well-financed. But we want to demonetize conservatives. And that's, again, the very definition of discrimination. They shouldn't be able to do it with taxpayer dollars.
Let me say one more thing. The legislature doesn't get to the bottom of this because of pressure, because AT&T is obviously a powerful corporation, and they have some great people working in Texas, but that does not mean they shouldn't answer the questions, and it doesn't mean the legislature shouldn't wrestle with, hey, should we be funding this corporation that treats conservatives way differently than they treat liberal outlets?
Unfairly. Absolutely. The Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton, is our guest right now, folks. Let's get to some discussions about what's happening in our fair state. The city of El Paso has passed a proposal to protect abortions from criminal investigation. El Paso city resources are now unable to be used in the investigation of abortion violations that violate our laws. The lowest priority of enforcement. First off, can they legally do this with state law trumping city law?
Well, the legislature in the history of our state has basically allowed this, and it's getting worse. The DAs have figured out, Soros has figured out. He's put a lot of these DAs in place in some of these liberal counties like Travis and Bear and probably El Paso, Harris. And so there's lots of laws they're not enforcing. They basically look at the legislature as just, you know, perfunctory. They're not going to enforce the laws that they don't like. They nullify whatever laws they choose. The legislature, if they don't react to that, if they don't find another way, in other words, forcing the ability for somebody else to prosecute. So in other states, for instance, the attorney general has concurrent jurisdiction. So there's a backup plan. There is no backup plan here. And the legislature, as long as they leave that in place, we're going to continue to see more and more laws that they pass, no matter how hard fought, no matter, you know, what the percentage of people voting for it. They're not going to get it enforced because Soros has his DAs in place. And so far, we have been willing to let that be.
Yeah, it's the Democrat way. When the laws and the rules, they claim they don't apply to them, so they just ignore them. We've seen it in GovEd. We've seen it in these blue cities in Texas. And it's sad. By the way, does the Attorney General's office have any resources to go into these blue cities and actually use your resources to make sure that the laws are being complied with?
No, that's what frustrates me. We can do civil actions, but we can't do any criminal actions. So that's why I'm frustrated, because the legislature could fix that. All they have to do is say, instead of giving just authority to the local DAs, they could fix it. And look, we also have our problem with the Court of Criminal Appeals that you and I have talked about. Court of Criminal Appeals would tell me I can't go into court for anything. And we're dealing with that. I'm getting trying to get laws passed that allow us to go back and do voter fraud and that give us an appeal right to the Supreme Court to fix that problem. But the reality is there's a whole lot of other issues, whether it's shoplifting, whether it's abortion, whether it's drug crimes. These DAs are like, hey, I don't care what the legislature says. We have prosecutorial discretion, which is supposed to mean it's a case-by-case analysis, trying to figure out, is this a good case or a bad case? No, they just wholesale eliminate laws that were passed by the duly elected legislature and signed by the governor. And the legislature so far has not responded to that and has let that go on. And if they continue to let that go on, you can pass all the laws you want. It's not the legislature deciding. It's the local district attorneys, many of whom are funded by George Soros.
So true. The Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, our guest right now. I wanted to get into a couple of other issues because I want to get to the Criminal Court of Appeals issue in a minute. But Texas, the headline was this: Texas stands up against Beijing Biden administration against dangerous abortion drugs as AG Paxton calls out Washington Dems for pushing radical pro-abortion agenda. So this is because the Biden administration is trying to shove abortifacients into Texas and relax all the regulations on those dangerous drugs, not considering the ramifications for the people, of course. What are you doing to fight this?
Yeah, so what happened, we have laws in Texas that have banned abortion. That's what the legislature voted on, and that's the law in Texas. Other states have different laws. So the Biden administration, again, to work around the Constitution, to work around the decision made by the Supreme Court and by our state, they have no respect for any of that. They just get these regulations put through that say that pharmacies have to dispense these abortion patients, and they have to push them out. Well, that's a violation of Texas law. So they are forcing pharmacies to choose between following state law or following these regulations, puts the pharmacies in a horrible spot.
Yeah.
And liable one way or the other, right? And so we've sued the Biden administration, so you have no authority to violate federal law, to violate the Supreme Court decision, and to violate state law. And, of course, the Biden administration, they don't respect laws that they don't agree with, and they don't respect the Constitution because they don't agree with that either. So that's the fight we're in. That's the fight we're always in with them. They're going to violate the federal law. They're going to violate state law, and they're going to violate the Constitution because they don't respect any of that, and we have to go stop them, or we have ourselves Venezuela. That's what we will be.
Well, you took me right where I wanted to go, because there's a freshman congressman. His name is Maxwell Frost from Florida, and he's making a lot of headlines because he's a Marxist, a Leninist, but is smooth-talking just like Barack Hussein Obama is. And he said that constitutional carry, meaning the Constitution means what it says about the Second Amendment and the Americans' rights to keep and bear arms. He calls constitutional carry, which we have here in Texas, fascism, is what he says, as Florida is moving toward allowing its citizens to carry a firearm with fewer restrictions. Isn't the charge of fascism by these left-wing idiots really just a cover-up for their Marxism and a push for unchecked government power and tyranny?
Yeah, I mean, they're basically calling us the very names that they actually are, which is, I guess, a good way to hide, because then you don't expect to be called the same thing. But exactly, I mean, he's the one that doesn't care about allowing Americans to have their constitutional rights, including their Second Amendment rights. That's fascism. That's what happened in fascist countries. That's what happens in fascist countries. Fascist countries don't allow citizens to carry. They don't allow them to have those constitutional rights. So he couldn't be more wrong or more of a liar than he is.
Well, that's very true. Speaking of somebody who's out there dropping some truth bombs as of late, our governor, Greg Abbott, he is considering a new election for Harris County. And this is leading somewhere. I mean, don't jump ahead for me on the Criminal Court of Appeals, because I'm going to be getting there. But Governor Greg Abbott has said, look, it wasn't 20 counties that didn't have enough ballots to conduct a free and fair election. It was 121 voting stations that were denied sufficient ballots by left-wingers in charge inside of Harris County, disenfranchising an untold number of voters in this county. record number of election challenges are happening right now. We've never seen it this bad, and so many people challenging election results. Do you think that another election is required to make up for the malfeasance and the debauchery in Harris County?
Look, I don't know all the details of each of those, but it certainly needs to be investigated. And it certainly, if there was fraud, which Harris County is known for fraud, and as you said, I won't go there, but you know, there's no limit on the amount of fraud that's allowed to occur. I have no doubt that they've committed fraud, and there's going to be more of it. And if we don't do something about it now, including hold them accountable, having new elections, because, you know, there was a Republican that lost down there that I don't think should have lost if the elections had been fair. Yes, those things should be looked at and opened up. And it looks like, to me, from outside, that there was fraud in Harris County.
Folks, the reason why the Attorney General is couching everything the way he is because the Criminal Court of Appeals, in a disgraceful and despicable ruling, made the ruling that the Attorney General cannot enforce election laws in the state of Texas, that it must be up to these crooked left-wing DAs to not enforce. And that's the frustration you're hearing. And his office has been prohibited from investigating the disenfranchisement of our voters, even whether they be Democrat or Republican, in places in crooked counties like Harris County. So I'm about to ask you a series of questions, Mr. Attorney General, that all lead into or have a lead in that says this. What does the legislature need to do to? And then I'm going to add something. OK, you ready?
OK, sure.
What does the legislature need to do to counter the Criminal Court of Appeals' disgraceful ruling?
Well, let me just say it was an 8-1 decision. Kevin Urie was the only Republican that voted the right way. The other eight went the wrong way and struck down thousands of cases of precedent from 1951 forward for no apparent reason, saying that I didn't have the authority as Attorney General to go to court.
Oh, no. Right. No. There was a reason. Their reasoning was simple, to allow Democrats to cheat unfettered. That was their reason. And that's this your liberty-loving Latino saying that. But again, the question, what do you need from the legislature to counter this disgraceful, disgusting, and terrible ruling by the Criminal Court of Appeals?
So I've asked the legislature, and we are working on bills right now in both the House and the Senate that would override Stevens and say that the Attorney General of Texas has the authority and shall prosecute voter fraud. And then we've also asked for a bill that would give me an appeal right if there is a constitutional issue that the Court of Criminal Appeals gets completely wrong, so that we can appeal to the Texas Supreme Court and say, hey, this court over here has gotten constitutional law right. You need to tell us, are they right? And those are the two main bills that we're focused on. And what that does is gives probably a couple of years of me being able to enforce voter fraud laws. And we have elections coming up and primaries in a year and like 2 months.
Yeah.
And we need to elect new members of there are three members up and they need to be replaced.
What does the legislature need to give you as far as a bill that would help you enforce laws defending the unborn citizens of Texas?
It's pretty simple. If they just passed a bill that said, not only can I civilly go after people that are involved in abortions, but authorize my office to prosecute violations of our abortion laws. Because right now, as you can see, cities and counties just say, we're not enforcing that. And I don't know if you're going to see any city or county enforce it. So pretty much, if they don't give me that authority, you can expect very few of the abortion laws are going to be enforced criminally, if any.
Well, look, keep us posted on the radio show and on the Newsmax show. We will do everything we possibly can to make sure that we crank up as much pressure on the legislature and crank up as much pressure on these so-called justices on the Criminal Court of Appeals to make sure they get right with the people of Texas, because the only people they're right with are those who want to cheat and those who want to cheat the people of Texas. Attorney General Ken Paxton, sir, appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thanks. And thank you for covering these issues, because very few people will do it.
Well, we can do nothing else, because when we see injustices on this podcast, on our broadcast presence on radio and television, we have to call it out. It is a necessity. It is nothing short of our rights and liberties at stake, my friends. I hope you feel the same way, because whenever these people win, these left-wingers, these leftists, these anti-American kooks, whenever they win, liberty, freedom, security, prosperity, it loses. So keep that in mind and keep on the mission with us here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. A couple of sites I want you to visit, folks. First off, TexasScorecard.com. They're on a mission. They're on a mission to inform. They're on a mission to give you news that nobody else is giving, kind of like what we do. That's why this marriage between the Salcedo Storm podcast and Texas Scorecard works so well. Also, head on over to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you're there, you can drop me an email, a voicemail, book me for a speech. You can also keep up with the Chris Salcedo shows on radio, on KSEV, the voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.